Good evening. Good evening, my friends, in Quadrant 54 and Sector 2. Good evening, buddy, sitting there on the toilet doing number 2. Also, maybe, good evening to me and you. We are star travelers. We spent centuries traveling through space. We were unfrozen to save the human race, but we found it to be a very great disgrace. And so we're here Friday evening, March the 21st, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. Can you believe it? It's March time. Everybody's happy about fucking March. So, I gave up my blue check mark and my verified account on the X app, the trash app, you know, Elon Musk, whatever, the landfill he owns on the internet. But I created a bunch of sock puppets a few weeks ago because I figured out for a lot less money, if you are willing to do it, you could just create a bunch of these accounts and get the same effect, which means you're just a shadow banned, except for it's free. And it can be fun. Actually, the one door that's left open in the cage is the door that the porn bots come through. And I've discovered that that can be its own fun. It goes nowhere. It impacts nothing. But it's a lot of fun just tricking these absurdly stupid AI into just, I don't know, call it AMOC states, you know? They can't respond to what I'm saying. It's kind of gross, but also a human being would have human responses, and the responses I get from the AI are things like, oh, it sounds like you're having a bad day. I mean, I don't know. It's funny. Funny to me. I'm so easily entertained. But there is an internet influencer by the name of Laura Loomer. And before I go too deep into this, understand, I don't even know if this is a real person. A lot of folks get created or manufactured. This is a clandestine activity that goes back several thousand years. So who knows if this is a real person? There's obviously somebody that looks like a skin job that walks around being Laura Loomer. I don't know. Seems like she's getting her hormones from the wrong third world country. But anywho's, she said something on Twitter today. President Trump said people who vandalized Teslas could possibly be sent to prison in El Salvador at CECOT, which houses MS-13. Understand that Bukele, the current leader of El Salvador, has explicitly said that once you go in, you don't come out. Which, folks, from my perspective, is basically telling people that it really is just a mass grave. Maybe some people work for a while and get tortured. Who knows what happens to them? But eventually, they all end up in a large dugout pit with a little bit of lye sprinkled on them in the heat of the jungle, slowly rotting away. And then they get buried by a bunch of, you know, big old John Deere, you know, caterpillars. D6s come out, just roll over them. Fill the holes with dirt, and then it's all over and you can forget. I don't believe any of this. You know that I think Trump is a puff of smoke and that it's a lot worse than Mega Man understands. He's currently being fed what he wants. Mega Man, the man that owns most of the guns in the United States of America, is being spoon-fed all the Q, all the bullshit, everything that Mega Man needs so that he sits on his sofa, watches his, you know, whatever, Fox News and friends. He might go to Cabela's, he might even go to the range, but one thing is certain, Mega Man ain't gonna do shit. And by the time Mega Man realizes that Trump is a pillar of smoke, it's gonna be way too fucking late. Especially if Mega Man lives in a city. It's gonna be late, Mega Man. That barbecue last summer where you bragged about, you know, Papa Blump and how many guns you have in your basement. Yeah, you'll find out that even though one of your liberal friends might not equal you, 1,000 hungry parents probably does, and it will do. Yeah, Mega Man, if you're staked out in a city someplace and you bragged about your food and your guns in your basement, you probably shouldn't have done that. Believe me, people's memories for a brief time improve during the first phase of hunger, especially if they have kids who are going to bed at night and they haven't eaten for a couple days. So yeah, I think that Mega Man is being manipulated exactly the same way that NPR woman was manipulated in 2020. Chad and Karen both have their magical buttons. And when it comes to Langley, when it comes to CIA, they're pretty good at pushing them. So before we get too deep into this, because we talked about it yesterday, understand, I don't know if any of this bullshit's actually real. Just because you read it on the internet, or even see it on the New York Post, or the New York Times, or the Washington Post, Dan, I read about it in the LA Times, okay. I don't care where you read it at this point. It is curated, it is doctored, it is controlled. And we still don't know for certain who, or what, or why. We can have theories, but a lot of our theories can seem like limited hangouts, and we'll talk about that later. And by the way, this story could be a limited hangout, and it could, in fact, you know, provide a kind of protection for a couple different possibilities. But I'm going to read the Donald J. Trump tweet. I look forward to watching the sick terrorist thugs get 20-year jail sentences for what they are doing to Elon Musk and Tesla. You know, yeah, just like Ferrari of Seattle. I wonder if Donald J. Dumbass knows about how, frankly, how busy they were and how they never went out of business during the summer of 2020, Ferrari of Seattle, even though they were literally a stone's throw from Chop Chaz Chopia, which your Fed bucks paid for. Yeah. Perhaps they could serve them in prisons of El Salvador, which have become so recently famous for such lovely conditions. This is what a giant piece of shit says. I have people I know who think this person's a good person, but you have two choices. A, Donald Trump is a puff of smoke. And frankly, you don't necessarily want to pick A, because A comes with a lot of baggage. But you can pick B and recognize that pieces of shit say things like this, okay? If they start hoovering up illegals, they're going to hoover up innocent Americans. The government is an inefficient machine. Everything and everyone makes mistakes, systems fail. The fact that these weird Trumpsters can entertain in their thoughts that DOJ is going after all the inefficiency in government, but they can't entertain the possibility that this process will be inefficient, that it will have imperfections, that no matter how well Tom Homan, Goman, Gloman, and the DHS engineer this, ordinary, innocent, homeless Americans will be hoovered up and sent to the death camps in El Salvador, because he's basically calling it what it is. Oh, it has lovely conditions. Bukelele says you go into that Roach Motel, you don't come out. That sounds literally like a fucking death camp. I'll set fire to a Tesla, not because, well, frankly, I think they're piece of shit cars, but I would set fire to a Tesla just to test the theory. Because at this point, I think it's a puff of smoke. People don't understand that it's one thing to talk about a virus, and it's another thing to actually have a virus. It's one thing to talk about a pandemic, and it's another thing to actually have one occur. It's one thing to reignite Operation Chaos, a la FBI, CIA from the 1960s, and create a quote-unquote race war. But it's another thing for an actual race war to occur. And when the real stuff happens, you don't see it on TV. So I don't know if any of this is real, but if you, Mega Man, or you, NPR woman, believe that this is real, then this is monstrous. Ordinary Americans will get hoovered up. They will get sent to the El Salvador Supermax Hotel, the one that Donald Trump so sardonically, ironically, sarcastically, like a dipshit, says is famous for lovely conditions. And they might even use AI to make you believe that your uncle or your sister or your friend who got hoovered up is still alive. But chances are, that's not what happens. And I can imagine Eric Prince and Alex Jones, as I said, going into business and opening up themed death camps in El Salvador and Colombia and fucking Argentina. And once they get a deal with Venezuela, hell, these are corrupt oligarchic pieces of shit. They'll get a deal with Cuba. Hey, Cuba, will you give us one of your lovely prisons so we can dump people? Because everybody hates the homeless. I've been homeless. Maybe I'm a piece of crap and I deserve to die. And if that's the case, skip the torturing and save money on the plane trip. Just toss me into a hole. I know people I love who've been homeless. If you feel like you need to torture them to death, just skip that. Why don't you just have the courage to kill them in front of their neighbors? But then I use the word neighbors. And nobody in Seattle looks at the jungle or the homeless in the streets and uses the word neighbor. And if you think these people aren't ready, there's a Como documentary called Seattle is Dying. I can tell you straight up that the good Chads and Karens, the mega men and NPR women of Seattle will dump all the homeless in El Salvador. And they'll be happy to see the little films from that friend they used to know. That's the truth. And the other truth is this could all just be smoke and noise. All of it. More PSYOP garbage, like the dancing nurses. It could be 100% bullshit. I include a link to a YouTube video that's, you know, references It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where Frank Reynolds talks about the sweatshops he ran in Vietnam. I think it's funny. I think it's related. Yeah, if you give the DHS feds a false positive rate of 1%, that means for every 100 people we hoover up, there's going to be one person that's actually an American citizen and does not belong in the death camp. And I'm not saying the other people do, but I can tell you, you're going to hoover up people who have nothing to do with it except that they're homeless. And some of them will be American veterans. And they'll say, I'm a veteran. And they'll get laughed at because the incompetents that run TSA will run this. Are you listening? Have you been through TSA? Yeah. The person that grabbed your nuts or grabbed something else is going to be the person that figures out whether that vet is lying. And chances are these corrupt pieces of shit will push them down the line. So if you believe this is real, here's the things that could happen to your American homeless veteran who gets hoovered up. He could get turned into dog food. He could get turned into cat food. She could get turned into human food, but everybody goes in the soup. You can make leather goods. You can make compost. You can make biodiesel. And that's kind of green, right? So the liberals of Seattle who want their home values to go up, they'll be happy. They'll have biodiesel subsidized from El Salvador, 100% green. But don't ask questions, buddy. I'm sure that some of these people could be handed over to the CIA for experimentation. I bet all the kids, the homeless kids, get sent to Israel to get raped by Mossad and other people who are higher ups in the Knesset, the Israeli government. These are giant pieces of shit. So chances are the kids who are homeless, they get hoovered up and they just get sent directly to Tel Aviv to be raped by those pieces of shit. I'm going to read an article. The article is from Zero Hedge, but it originally comes from Realtor.com. God, Zero Hedge, it went downhill with Epic Times, but this is completely absurd. This is written by Kerry Blakely via Realtor.com. Headline, Vanlords charging up to $1,300 rent to the homeless could soon be curbed. Oh my God, curbed. This is a problem that flies under the radar, but my office has heard directly from residents about exploitive vanlords taking advantage of desperate renters searching for affordable housing. I'm going to stop right here. How the fuck, for a lot of people, is $1,300 affordable? It's not. It doesn't matter where you live. You can show me a chart that says everybody makes $500,000. I understand that you use cocaine. I can't read more of this dreck. It's technically not news. But what this does end up being is one of these further justifications. Like, you know, the Seattle is Dying completely shitty documentary from Como News. In order to justify a bunch of people being turned into dog food, you have to dehumanize them. You have to. You have to make them seem like crap. And they've managed to do this to the homeless in my lifetime. It wasn't until I found myself on the edge of society and trying to crawl out again that I understood the real truth. And the real truth, this is a neo-Stalinist hellhole. It's not free enterprise. We may serve, in fact, just serve the purpose of providing resources for the state of Israel. Who knows? I mean, I feel like that could be a limited hangout too, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. You have to tell people that they're garbage, and then they'll treat them like garbage. And then eventually, Papa Blump comes along and says, can you put them on a ship to Happy Fun Time El Salvador? And if you think that's free enterprise, let me break it down for you. Mega Man Papa Blump, best case scenario, is doing to the United States as a representative puppet who, your vote doesn't count is my point. Mega Man, the puff of smoke, is covering up the oligarchs doing to the United States what they did to Russia in the 1990s. Do you fucking understand what I just said? And it is very much related to what I've called stealth dollar collapse. Best case scenario, they will carve up the national parks, the national forests, all the resources. They will give them to the worst people that have ever existed. And then maybe you'll get a $5,000 check after they've inflated the fuck out of the dollar. So $5,000 maybe buys you, I don't know, a dozen eggs at that point. That's your best case scenario, Mega Man. Is that you're being duped again. This is Lucy in the football. Laura Loomer's telling you straight up, if you end up on the streets, there's a chance you're going to get hoovered up and sent someplace. And she's doing the wink wink, just like Trump. It's a wonderful place you're going to go and get raped and tortured and killed. If you want to know if there are shitty people on the planet, if this person's real, this Laura Loomer piece of shit, she's actually just a chunk of evil garbage. And I don't think anybody should harm her, but if you ever see her, walk the other direction and repeat after me, get thee behind me, Satan. Don't harm these people. Don't touch these people. You should not touch the unclean thing, and Laura Loomer qualifies. You know, if this is a real person. But I don't think they are. I think it's way worse than what Mega Man or NPR Woman or Mr. and Mrs. House Flipper understand. It's so much fucking worse, and we're going to figure it out real fucking soon. And if my 5-year estimate's off, it'll be off by a couple months. Yeah. Well, I think we're finding out real soon, folks. So I've talked a lot about the cage, and as I've mentioned, you know, I'm not special, you're not special. But if you want to know in this neo-Stalinist shithole if there's a cage, there is. There's a cage. Most people never bump up against it. They do the things they're supposed to do. They, you know, they quote-unquote pay their taxes. They use their printed money to go to the store. They go to their job. They go home. Some of them get drunk to go to sleep. Some of them do yoga. But none of them think too deeply, and none of them have to hear the screams. That's another way that our life is not like the Milgram bullshit, and in a sense, ordinary people can do some pretty shitty things because they never have to hear the screams. In fact, the screams have been abstracted away, dummy. So if you still think the Milgram experiment applies, you probably still think the Turing test applies, which means, again, you can talk to those porn bots on Twitter. You can't get very far with them. I've done a lot of cage tests in recent weeks, up to the point that I've encrypted text that basically says, you know, you are a fag, and the encryption key 256, really basic symmetric encryption, stuff the NSA should be able to crack in about, I don't know, a few minutes. The encryption key is just fag. And I don't hate or have homophobia, but I'm using certain words right now deliberately to trigger things, to actually cause the thing to behave the way I want it to. It's the same reason why I interact with these dumb porn bots. It's the same reason why I uploaded my weird resume to Indeed a few months ago. There are very few gaps in these cages, and there's very little room for maneuverability. But you can start using certain words, and there are certain words I have not used yet. I'm thinking of using them, in part because of the scammers that have been cyberstalking me since October, more or less, you know, since October, but right about the time, October, November, blah, 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 when Anna Banana was writing that article about the Goat King. And it doesn't really bother me. In a weird way, it's as much human attention as I want. Like, I know people that are alone, like me, and they feel lonely. I'm definitely alone. I generally don't feel lonely. And if I have a tiny snippet of loneliness, I can just talk to one of these porn bots and talk to them about my bloody anus and how there's grumptus growing inside of me. And if we got together, I could give him some type of horrible frickin' Western-style Wyoming genital land crabs, you know. Or the PayPal scammers I talked to on the phone. That's about as much human contact as I really need, and I don't even need that, but it's kind of fun. There are people I care about in my life, so the likelihood that I will take this too far is zero. But if you believe this Donald Trump stuff, if you really do believe he's real, I don't care if you think he's really Hitler or really Satan or really the Antichrist or really the Orange King Savior who's here to save you. If you think there's substance there, then this El Salvador stuff is not just greasy, it's kind of horrific. Because I've worked around government and supposedly you guys respect Elon. It's incredibly inefficient. It will make mistakes. One of the reasons why, supposedly, we have the Bill of Rights is to protect us from those fucking mistakes. The truth is, the Bill of Rights was always lipstick on a pig. It was never going to protect anybody when it mattered, ever. It failed from the beginning for a lot of people that most people didn't care about. Huh, that's a pattern. And by the time we get to the 20th century, it starts failing for the good people, the good Americans, right? It's a giant failure. The Bill of Rights does not protect you. If you are a homeless person on the streets, statistically, most of the people that pay rent that live around you would just assume not know, but they would not care if you got shipped away. And if all the newspapers and all the websites are more or less controlled, and you're told that Aunt Marga or Bobby Lee or whoever that person is who got hoovered up is still alive down there, sure. Nobody's going into that Roach Motel and coming back. Nobody, if it's real. Ever. And chances are it isn't really a prison. It's just a data center powered by biodiesel from the people that end up in, you know, going down that particular process path. The people that go there don't come back. That is what Ukulele Bukulele said. Why don't we take him seriously too? Do you think they're ever coming back? You won't even know. All you'll know is you knew somebody that was homeless and they just disappeared. It reminds me of the spring of 2020 when I ran into this homeless guy who was telling me that there was magical Bill and Melinda Gates bullshit going down at the Seattle Center. And if you're homeless, they gave you a place to sleep and food to eat and there's video games and movies. And the more I thought about it, I don't think he was as much homeless as pretending to be. And I think he was trying to direct traffic. Now, at the time, I had a place to live, so I didn't need any special dispensation from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But I wondered since that day, is this one of those situations, one of those pop-up, improvised incubators designed to implode, where a lot of homeless people go down there, maybe they get a shot. Maybe they get something else. Maybe they say it's about the COVID, and maybe a lot of people won't care if they just disappear. When you become homeless in this country, it's almost impossible to get a driver's license. When you become homeless in this country, it's almost impossible to get a mobile phone. In reality, once you drop off the social radar and you hit the streets, it's almost impossible to get out again. And if you're a certain age and a certain gender, the truth is the priority isn't you. And that kind of makes sense also, doesn't it? I mean, just from the cold logic of it. It was like waiting for surgery back in 2023. I understood why I waited. I was on Medicaid. and the people ahead in the line had commercial insurance. So I had to wait. I had an arm broken in two pieces. I had probably dangerous blood pressure from compartment syndrome. But I waited nearly 2 weeks with that abomination. And I get it. I was able to watch every season of The Handmaid's Tale. You know, you really do need something like that to take your mind off whatever the hell you call the scritchety-scratchety of two pieces of bone rubbing together. But I understood the cold logic of it. I've worked around healthcare. It would make zero sense if you have only one qualified orthopedic surgeon within how many hundreds of thousands of square miles, where you got farmers, you got oil riggers, you've got people going skiing and hiking. The people with commercial insurance get treated first. I understood it. I understand the logic of this. It's horrible. If this game has any time left in it, and I don't think it does, but if this wretched game we're playing, this neo-Stalinist hellhole, has any time left, then this type of El Salvador bullshit could very well occur. Once again, what is a limited hangout? Well, it's a term of art, we've discussed this before, that comes from the Nixon Watergate period, more or less. And it refers to an operation, sometimes a person, sometimes a newspaper article, but an operation where you provide some truth, actual truth, maybe even 50% truth, but the rest of it is lies. The goal of the limited hangout is almost like in mathematical terms to create a local minima or a local maxima so that you think you've optimized, you think you've found the truth. And if you pushed a little bit further, you'd realize you didn't, but you don't. You give up the journey. You find yourself stuck someplace and you don't go further. For example, we've got all this JFK assassination stuff going on right now. JFK, the CIA click murdered him, or Israel murdered him. But what if JFK was always meant to be killed? Like, what if it was already slotted that this guy would be assassinated, almost in that Wicker Man ritual sense, before he even became president? My point is, when you look at something like the JFK assassination, it's possible that the CIA, when they released the files, are also releasing a lot more bullshit. It's like the moon trip. I think the moon stuff's a limited hangout. I even think the moon conspiracy stuff is kind of a limited hangout. The real truth might be that we did go to the moon, we've been to space, but they're lying about what it is. In fact, some days that's where I'm stuck with respect to space. That sure, they send rockets and they send probes, but what if the truth is they've been to these places, they've been to the moon, and they just don't want to tell us, you know, anything about it? You know? What if the Vietnam War was really about DARPA? It sounds crazy, but if you think about DARPA, which was created, that's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, was created in 1958. And we did the handoff from the French during the late 50s under Eisenhower with respect to Vietnam. It was still advisors when JFK took over, but we were moving from advisors to like sending actual troops to fight on the ground. What if the Vietnam War was really a giant super mega excuse, kind of like that imploding incubator. What if it was an imploding incubator? What if essentially the whole purpose of the Vietnam War was to direct research to high-tech defense, high-tech everything, to justify funneling all that money to do very advanced studies and develop advanced technologies? Again, it sounds kind of crazy, but what if? You ever watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer? You know what word they use a lot on that show? Chosen. You're the chosen one. We serve the chosen one. We aren't as good as the chosen one. Yeah. You ever look up the cast of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and ask you the simple question, what were they really doing with this show? Was it about female empowerment, or was it about the chosen one? Global warming and climate change, I believe, are definitely a kind of limited hangout, but people don't understand the kind that it is. I 100% believe that there are potentially catastrophic things happening in the environment. I have seen with my own eyes some of these catastrophes, so I don't need to be gaslit, okay? I don't need to be gaslit about the windshields of trucks that used to be caked with insects, and more than most part, that doesn't happen no more. I don't need to be gaslit about the magical snow in the Olympic Mountains that mostly kind of sublimates off once the sun comes out, and of course here it never does, but it doesn't really anywhere else now either, does it? Oh, but Dan, I can show you a picture. Yeah, I know, you can show me a video, you can show me a picture, I don't care what trauma monkey bullshit you're plugged into. I know from my own experience, from talking to people I trust, that there are some fairly catastrophic things going on in the environment. I don't need a scientist to tell me this. I also think that the left and the right are all lying. That yeah, climate change, global warming, these are limited hangouts. I also believe that they are geoengineering. And this is the beauty of it. The geoengineering does a couple things. It does things that actually help in a way, not really, but it also helps psychologically because people can say, look, we have snow in New Orleans, so it must be an ice age, or it's a pole shift, because it's weird to have snow in New Orleans and for it to be raining around the Arctic Circle at the same time. That's weird, right? You have villages around the Arctic Circle that have existed for, like, I don't know, 10,000 years, and they are melting into the sea. Does this seem linear to you? Does this seem linear and gradual that a village that was once there is now gone? And by the way, the oldest story, when all is done, is for the rich to blame the poor just for fun. The oldest story, when the building is aflame, is to find some poor to blame. So if you get suckered into this left-right bullshit over the climate, then that's your fucking problem, not mine. But yeah, global warming, climate change are kind of a limited hangout. The Epstein thing is definitely a limited hangout. I don't think the guy's dead, and it's just as likely that he's a fake person anyways. But that type of operation would have dead man switches everywhere, and you can look up what that means. At the end of the day, if Epstein were a real person, he didn't get killed, he didn't commit suicide, he's likely in Haifa, drinking an orange soda. Or in Antarctica, if you know, you know. Soros, George Soros, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Zuckerberg, Trump, Laura Loomer. There are these people that we're told about, and maybe they're real. They could just as likely be manufactured. I don't mean that if you went to the White House, you wouldn't shake hands with somebody. And I'm sure there are physical somebodies that go through the motions, but a lot of them do seem like, in one particular conservative case, to simply be paid actors. And on a deeper level, they might be complete fakes. Towards the end of the Biden administration, it seemed like there were two or three different Bidens. You know, skin jobs, rubber faces. Who the fuck knows if Biden was even alive in 2020, right? Who knows? And again, most people probably don't care. It's kind of like the divorce lawyer's coming. We're going to let the kids watch a movie. That's it. You know, keep the kids happy until the divorce lawyer gets here. Chemtrails, I think, are definitely a limited hangout. And it's on purpose. You know, it's the same reason you've got little Greta Thunberg and Al Gore looking like fools. If you want to take a real thing and make it look dumb, you call it chemtrails. You talk about a lot of magical crap. And frankly, this applies sometimes to Dane Wigington as well. This is why sometimes I think he's a sheepdog. And you can look up what that term means on your own. But sometimes I think he's a sheepdog because he'll talk about all these biolabs and all these viruses and all these things that have nothing to do with geoengineering. And in reality, he'll admit at the same time that the compounds they're using, the stuff they're spraying, would do all the same things that the magical viruses do. You don't really need the viruses if you have toxic exposure. You don't. You don't need the viruses, you don't need nerve gas, you don't need the magical fog, because the fog is being generated by the poisonous crap. All you have to do is spray the poison, and at a certain concentration, people will have anaphylactic shock, they'll immediately drop dead, it will look worse than Ebola. And you'll have every little movie you need to scare people with on TikTok by late February 2020, if you know, you know. Right? Late February 2020, with all those magical videos, people just dropping dead from a virus. Chemtrails are a limited hangout. And people use this terminology and they look like fools. Just like people who talk about global warming or climate change. To me, what I think we have is probably what Dane Wigington says, and that is abrupt climate collapse. And it could very well be due mostly to the fact that the Arctic systems, the Arctic and Antarctic, have been in failure state for a few decades now. That the tipping point was crossed decades ago. And once you cross a tipping point, it's like going over Niagara Falls. You can't go back. That is more likely than most of the crap they talk about. But remember, you can always tell they're lying when they're flying in their jet and they're blaming the pores. Next topic, right? Next limited hangout. The exploding cow food processor flu, the magical chicken herpes, Biden ordered all these chickens to be killed. You can believe what you want about these stories. These stories, like the Chinese murder hornet, have been pumped into the media since before the COVID. I remember in late 2018, about the time the local grocery store added its first security guard, about that time, and when they started locking things up. Yeah, I remember in late 2018, these stories popping up. Another food processing plant exploded. A bunch of cows just magically died. All these chickens are dropping dead. The potatoes are being set on fire. What if all these stories are a lot like the shit that got published in Izvestia and Pravda back in the 1980s in the Soviet Union? Oh, the capitalists set fire to the cows again. Oh, the local cooperative failed in their Marxist duties and we don't get to have potatoes this week. But there are plenty of beets. We have all kinds of beets. Oh, the beet worm showed up. Yeah, if you read Pravda or Izvestia, if you were a Soviet citizen back in the 1980s, you would read stories telling you why there's no beef, why there's none of the stuff they want, oranges or apples, why they get to have beets this week, but next week they don't. And there would be a story to justify it. To me, the limited hangout is the, you know, anarchist conspiracy. People are walking around the Arctic setting fire to the tundra. There are a lot of, laser cannons. There's laser cannons too. But you don't need laser cannons if the fires don't go out. And when we're talking about, different layers, 10 to 50 to 100,000 to a million years and different layers of methane, partially converted to methane, organics, between 10 and a million years worth in the Arctic. Carbon that's been sequestered in the only way that carbon sequestration has ever actually worked. And it's all thawing out. And they have to tell you now, permafrost means frozen for at least 2 years. That's funny. Because A, it's not in the name. Because if you look up the definition for permanent, I hate to break it to you. It doesn't mean for at least 2 years. But again, if you need to control a population, you got it, right? I don't want to talk about the COVID because it's just too many limited hangouts. You can believe in the lab theory, and you can believe in the wet market theory. You just don't get to believe that the whole thing was military psychological warfare. That's not allowed. And like the BLM Antifa, limited hangout. It was basically repackaged Operation Chaos from the 1960s. That's FBI, that's CIA, that's Papa Blump. Okay, I've got people on video. I saw enough to know your Papa Blump bucks paid for that snake pit in Seattle in the summer of 2020. And last but not, you know, this isn't the last one, but we're going to hit this dead horse again. I think the immigration thing, if this neo-Stalinist hellhole has time, if the actual scenario, which people call the reset, actually happens and Trump is the Papa Blump King that gets us there, then the sending illegals back home is bullshit. The real deal is they're going to hoover up homeless people. In fact, this is what you're going to find out, and Mr. and Mrs. Chad Karen of Seattle probably are too stupid to see it. You'll find out that a lot of the quote-unquote illegals won't actually go anywhere, but the homeless will. And you'll be happy. You won't ask questions. Why would you ask questions? There's nobody's pooping on a sidewalk any longer. There aren't people hanging out at that Department of Transportation zone near the highway. You don't have to worry about the smelly, ugly people any longer. They're being taken care of. If you can believe the immigration mega bullshit and you think this crooked hellhole has much longer left in it, then yeah, you're going to get dog food, subsidized cat food from El Salvador. And every once in a while, because again, everything has a failure rate, you're going to see a little bit of skin with a tattoo inside that cat food. And it's not going to be a gang tat, like I said. It'll be a dolphin, or it'll be a heart. Or maybe it'll be a military tattoo. Like U.S. Marines. Damn, that would never happen. They would never make Marines march through a Ground Zero nuke experiment in the 1950s. They'd never expose military to weird drug experiments. They'd never make the U.S. Air Force dump a lot of toxic bullshit on Southeast Asia between 1965 and 1973 Bo Blimp Doc. And they'd never let those airmen be exposed to the poisonous crap. They'd never do that, Dan. The government would never frack for natural gas with tactical nuclear weapons twice. You know, they do this stupid shit all the time. And I can't explain it to people who vote because they think their voting works. They like playing football with Lucy. I can't help them. Yeah, I think aliens are probably a limited hangout. As far as Bigfoot goes, listen, if you want to abduct people, there's a couple things. There's this guy who has a series of movies and books he's written called Missing 411, and he talks a lot about people disappearing in the national parks. And at one point in the series, he sort of opens up to the spooky idea that maybe it's aliens or something else. If you were wanting to just harvest people for some crooked deep state bullshit, abducting them from a national park is actually kind of brilliant. And again, if you got guys like the guy, well, you know, it's probably alien Bigfoot. We don't have an explanation. It could be the Skyhawk Shaman Thunderbird. Everything that it isn't, they'll tell you it is. You know? The Bermuda Triangle, when I was a kid. This is a good example. When I was a kid, they solved the Bermuda Triangle. It's not very complicated. It's a real thing. Wherever there is a coastal system connected to a river, which means a river delta that pours into the ocean, and again, materials flow down the river, they get dropped at various depths, and if it's deep enough, the organic process of decay translates into fire ice over time, which is methane combined with water that's frozen at depth. Now, it exists within what I think Dr. Shakova would call a stability zone. Outside the zone, it erupts. If you had, like, for example, an earthquake that triggered an underwater avalanche, you could get a massive eruption of methane. And a ship, again, if you were sailing across the Atlantic in the 16th century and you were sailing with another ship and you saw that ship disappear, it would look spooky as fuck. That column of methane would consume the ship almost instantly. It would be like going over a waterfall. The ship would be there, and then it would be almost gone instantly if it went into a methane plume. And that applies to aircraft as well. An airplane enters that low density zone and it will drop like a rock. And once it hits the water, if it hits in the area of the plume, it'll keep dropping. Kind of like that airplane that disappeared in 2014, if you know, you know, and how it got kind of, yeah, like a palimpsest with the other plane shot down in the Ukraine, if you know, you know. Yeah, these things happen. They explain the Bermuda Triangle, and then all of a sudden, 20 years ago, more like 25 years ago, they added the spooky stuff back again. Oh, it's aliens in the Bermuda Triangle. It's dimensional portals. You add in the History Channel doing its ancient aliens bullshit, and all of a sudden people forget the simple, scientific, testable explanation for why a ship or a plane would disappear in the Bermuda Triangle. A methane blowout. If you knew 25 years ago that one of the things you didn't want people thinking about were methane blowouts, you probably would create a palimpsest. I think they did that with the airplane catastrophes of 2014. They overlaid one with another. So people don't even know to know. They don't know to ask questions. I don't know what else to say. That's enough of that topic right there. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Crooked homeowners associations and road pirates all the way down. You could say turtles all the way down, one turtle on top of a turtle. But I see homeowners associations, I see road pirates all the way down to hell. Crooked HOAs and road pirates all the way down. I've said this before, and I stick to it. Government itself, and it takes a while. You know, many things take a while. But government itself is kind of an extinction-level event. And at its previous scales, it usually meant just one group of people suffered a catastrophe. And, you know, maybe it was some type of Easter Island catastrophe. Maybe it was the Western Roman Empire in the 5th century kind of catastrophe. Maybe it's, you know, the Istanbul ain't Constantinople. Who knows? But all of these HOAs implode. All of them. There's never one of these homeowners associations that will or can succeed. But here's the difference about the 21st century. We now exist in a time where these empires, these crooked HOAs, can get so big that they could, in fact, take everything down with them. Everything. I mean everything. Maybe life survives, but humans don't. So for all intents and purposes, yeah, to me, government seems like an extinction-level event. Next topic. Dan, that's terrible. I can't believe you. I can believe me. I can believe me 100%. Believe you me, Mega Man, who believes in Elon Musky Dusk and the Doge, if you think there are failure rates, if you think there are quality control issues in the government, which you have to for cognitive dissonance reasons, then yeah, your magical Mega Man's going to hoover up some homeless vets and send them to the death camp. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Every idealist is a fatalist. Every idealist wants a better world, but no, it ain't going to happen. Every idealist that envisions something beautiful knows it might not happen because this place is a landfill. Every idealist is a fatalist. I don't know if Dr. Freckles is right. I do think I might put this on a t-shirt, though. By the way, I have a couple different customers now for my t-shirts. So if you go to my blog, planetarystatusreport.com, and you click on t-shirts, there's a whole bunch of t-shirts. I'm not claiming they're ordered in the way you'd want them. I know you don't want to look through all the pages of designs. That's up to you. But they're selling like hotcakes. Even the controversial ones. In fact, I think people prefer those in a way. But yeah, check it out. Although, think about it. I mean, this t-shirt thing's kind of dumb too, isn't it? I'm not saying I don't have a talent for it. I think I can probably put together a decent design for a t-shirt. But how do I reconcile that with the conversation that you and I, we have, all three of us, how many of you are real, I have no fucking clue. But how do I reconcile that with what we talk about? Because I don't see a happy t-shirt future for me. I would love to believe some of the stuff that Mega Man and Elon Musk are saying. That's the truth. I would love for my taxes to go down. I am not a big fan of the Department of Education. I think a lot of localities could do better without it. Gosh, we could get started with the textbooks. That's its own special grift. And that grift is made possible by the Department of Education. So yeah, I kind of think there are lots of things that would be better if these things were real, but they're not real. And they look to more or less operate as smoke to cover up something else. Maybe what they're covering up is a 1990s style oligarch takeover. Possible. I think that's a limited hangout too. I think the reset is a limited hangout. If I told you, go ahead and watch the film Zardoz. It's not a great film, but watch Zardoz. That's as close as I can get to your reset, which is to say that these people aren't going to be living anywhere near where you live. And if you think you can read about secret bunkers at Wired.com, I believe you're deeply confused. They have a place they go to, where they're going to. I've already told you about this place. It's probably one of the reasons why I'm so deeply buried. But it's not something you're going to read about. So if you think it's New Zealand, it's not. If you think it's Hawaii, it's not. I'm sorry, it's not a place you're ever going to go. And once you go down that deductive path and ask questions about weather, about stability, about resources, about fresh water, the actual choice is obvious, but most people are just too dumb to even see it. I am an idealist. I want to live in a free world. I am an anarchist. I think that voluntary relationships are the best. I don't believe that it would be a perfect world, but because I am an idealist, I usually end up at, we're stuck here. You know, it's like the question of, is this the best of all possible worlds? I don't believe in the multiverse. I think that there's a better explanation for superposition and that issue than the multiverse. So yeah, this is the world we get. We don't get to go to another dimension. We don't get to go to another planet. If we fuck this planet up, that's it. And if you don't believe in God, it could be worse than that. It could be we screw this up, and it's very likely, it could almost be a certainty that there aren't other people. That there is nothing else, that this could be the only time this has ever happened, and when it's gone, it's gone. Until the next Gnab-Ganib, the next time the universe collapses. Maybe in 10 or 15 or 20 billion years, this happens again. I would love to live in a free world. I would love to see us go to space if space is really a thing. I'm not afraid of robots if we can actually engineer them understanding human kindness. I think there's a lot of things we could do with automation and technology if it wasn't about controlling people and harming them. But where we usually end up is as humans, our usual destination is, why don't we drop 100,000 tons of TNT on a postage stamp? Why don't we send all the bad guys to Dr. Evil's, you know, torture kill prison in El Salvador? Oh yeah, some good people will be sent there too. But do we care? Every idealist is a fatalist. Next topic. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Consistency is the polar bear of small penises. I don't know if that's a very good one. In fact, I'm just going to let that one ride because we're almost done. So there's this new at-home spit test. And this at-home spit test will test you for whether you have prostate cancer. You take your nasty halitosis spit, your poop mouth, your bloody teeth. You take your grindy gob and your liquor glib. You take the sputum and the cumptus and you spit it into the frickin' plastic thingy. And then they'll test for prostate cancer. They'll tell you if you have cancer of the prostate. I once worked for a guy, and this was like 20 years ago almost. But I worked for a guy a couple decades ago on a software project. And he was an expert in the field. He was a diagnostician. And he would tell you every man alive gets prostate cancer. It's just a question of how rapid it is, you know. Usually it really doesn't kill us. It just makes it harder to pee. I don't know if that guy was right. I don't really trust medical professionals at this point because I don't think the two terms go together. I think that they've convinced us they're professionals, but I don't think they are. I think the medical practices that exist in this country today are mostly some kind of racket. Do I think there are good doctors who care? Sure. Do I think there are enough of them? No. And a lot of the good ones are getting out of business. Why? Because it's so freaking crooked. I would suggest you don't do the at-home magical prostate spit-in-a-cup cancer test. I can give you a lot of reasons. When they first developed mammograms, and this is a few decades ago, they would test women all the time. In signal theory, this is called oversampling. They would sample everybody. They wouldn't even necessarily, they would say, you need your yearly exam, you need your yearly test. And there are a lot of people who still do this. The reality is not everything is cancer. And not every cancer is malignant. If you go down the path of treating a malignancy, here's another fun fact. Not all malignancies will kill you, which means that if you never saw the bad tumor, there is a likelihood, maybe at least a 1 in 3 chance that your immune system will take it out. So if you sample at the wrong time and then you do the biopsy and it says, oh, this is malignant, and you go through cancer treatment, which frankly hasn't improved that much. It really hasn't. People say it has, and maybe it has. It would have to be the last 12 years, because what I saw last of it looked like shit. You know, poison, burn, stab, surgery, radiation, chemo. Poison, burn, stab. It's been poison, burn, stab since I was a little kid. So I would suggest don't take the magical at-home spit-in-a-cup prostate test, because it could very well kill you. I don't think you should ever trust healthcare professionals to this extent. If you do, that's your problem, not mine. Last but not least for today, a lot of people have been renaming the Gulf of Mexico. Some people are calling it the Gulf of America. Some people want to call it the Mega Gulf 9000 in honor of Papa Blump Trump. Some people want to call it the Doge Gulf. Some people want to drain the sea and build a giant golf course. I mean, really, if you just piled up rocks between Cancun and the tip of Florida, maybe you get to invade Cuba, and then you could just drain the Gulf of blah, 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 and everybody could be happy living in their cocaine paradise, walking at the bottom of the Gulf of Seaflow. Because that's what we would call it, the Gulf of Seaflow. Everybody would start drinking that spider egg jelly Seaflow drink. We would all end up going to the next level, traveling in space-time aircraft. We would have sailing ships on Jupiter if we all had that spider egg slurry. So yeah, I think that I'm going to put forward a bid with Papa Blump and Elon Musk and, you know, all the other freaks that hang out up there at the White House. And I'm going to say how much money to call it the Gulf of Seaflow. Because Seaflow protein powders and spider egg energizers and you know, anal inserters are going to be the future of that healthy lifestyle where you can go hella ski down whatever make-believe Raytheon Lockheed snow flight you fly in on. Sure, it'll snow and you'll glow. You'll wonder why it's snowing here, but the Gulf, yeah. The Arctic Sea is boiling with methane, but there's snow in New Orleans, though. That's real, right? Like the shit that sublimates off the Olympics on a sunny day when they do happen for about 5 minutes. The Gulf of Seaflow. And if they renamed it the Gulf of Seaflow, I would change my ways. I would eat healthy, probably consume more vegetables and vitamins. I would give up on living this Irish bullshit existence and actually engage with people and care about having people to talk to and walk with and maybe go to a movie. I might clean up my resume. the one that I provided for the super scientists on Indeed. My killer awesome resume. I'd clean it up so I could get a real job. I could do remote work for Microsoft. I could get paid to write SQL code. Or maybe I tell an AI how to write SQL code. And then I just sit back and drink my whiskey about the Gulf of Seaflow, which again, we could just drain the whole fucking thing. We could. There are no limits. When you get to the point that you don't care, if someone you once knew gets hoovered up and sent to a death camp prison in the jungle, then guess what? There are no limits. It could all be bullshit, but if it's real, the limits are gone. And what happens next is you're going to see people disappear. But what's more interesting is you won't care. You'll be reading your Wired magazine article about the secret bunker that Zuckerberg is building in Hawaii. Yeah, you'll be consumed in it. And if they're gone, it means the poop is gone, the pee is gone. It means that all those Department of Transportation areas can be set up for Mega Men. You can build a condo there now. Right, Mr. and Mrs. Chad Karen Seattle, Mega Man and NPR Woman, right? Just ship away the homeless. And then, once a week, you'll get your subsidized cat food, your subsidized dog food. You'll probably get some subsidized biodiesel, all fresh and clean from El Salvador. Hundreds of thousands of people go into that Roach Motel at some point in the year 20... Let's say 2026. And by the end of that year, the streets are clear. There's no homeless in Mobile or Jacksonville. There's no homeless in Denver. There's nobody doing the blues in LA. There are no homeless in New York City. No homeless in Indianapolis. None in Detroit. They're just gone. And you've got all the cat food you need. Have a great rest of your Friday.